evidence-based practice is only evidence-based to the extent that it's implemented with fidelity. The practice should have an assessment that identifies the steps that are necessary for a practitioner to follow in order to use the practice correctly. Often practices have checklists. They're almost like a task analysis of what you do in a session or how you might conduct a specific practice. So that's one step. Having the practice clearly described and articulated, having a way for the practitioner to determine if they've actually followed the steps in the practice and used it appropriately, receiving feedback about whether practitioners are using the practice in a specific way. And often that feedback is preceded by some form of training, which might be a workshop or through self-instruction. Both of those, workshops and accessing information in a self-learning way, I think might be good introductory steps to learning a practice. Many people talk about how workshops really don't lead to use of the practice with fidelity without some additional coaching or support. It could be an expert or a consultant who provides the coaching or supervisor. It could be a peer who just gives feedback on a practitioner using a strategy in a specific, correct way.